Well, Zara, obviously, in a way, an emotional moment when Toy Town comes out into the arena on Sunday.
Yeah, I think it'll be quite difficult. Yeah, obviously, it's going to be very sad and end of an era, lifelong partner, and horse of a lifetime.
As you say, horse of a lifetime. Why was it the perfect equine marriage?
I don't know. It just worked. We grew up together. Went through the levels together, and just learnt everything about each other, and it all just seemed to go our way.
But from when, so obviously the highlights was the World Championships, but when you're bringing a horse on, did you dare to think that he was going to be this once-in-a-lifetime horse when you first found him?
You wouldn't dare to think, but I knew that he was capable, could be capable of it.
And when you come to those World Championships and you're competing then, that was when it just completely clicked, when the horse, because obviously he has had his injury problems, but for once it all came together.
Yeah, I think the 2005 and 2006 we managed to keep him in one piece. It was, the world was amazing because we managed to back up what we'd done at the Europeans and, a step up at four-star and much bigger stage, so it was an amazing feeling.
And what did he have about him as a horse? I mean, okay, a three-day event, you've got to have the all-round skills, but what was his defining characteristic that made him such a world-class performer?
You know, he's got great paces and, his movement, character, and all combined, he made the complete horse, but he cross-country, he was just a machine.
Now you're trying to find a new machine, aren't you? Yeah. So how's that going?
Yeah, good actually. And I've got I still had Toy Town running that were much younger then, and now, getting to the age where, they're more experienced and, hopefully producing good results.
Is it always that you're saying you're looking for the new Toy Town, the pressure? Yeah. Are you putting yourself under pressure? Because obviously you want to be again competing at the elite level.
Yeah, I think, and also you kind of, after you've had a horse like him, you kind of have to go back to square one. And I don't think I'm ever going to find another horse quite like him, but hopefully, others that will be good enough to go to the same level that he did.
Are you as hungry as ever to find that winning feeling again? It's a bit like you win a major in golf or something and to do it again. Are you in that same, do you want to prove that it was with another horse?
Yeah, I think it'd be great to do it on another horse, and that's why I got, younger horses so I could do it the same way and grow up with them as well and produce a great partnership again.
What about this weekend though? Because we've got a couple of horses running, and I suppose you wouldn't mind winning on your own doorstep.
I don't think that's ever going to happen. Yeah, obviously it's a great test for everyone here with the hills, and for me it's kind of quite difficult because they're at home. So hopefully they'll go well. Might not run the one in the open. It depends on what happens and, plans that he's going to Burley. So we'll see what happens.
And last weekend seems a lifetime away, I suppose, doesn't it?
No, it was, it's nice to actually not go away straight away because you can catch up with everyone. So it'll be fun to debrief.
Debrief, but have a good weekend. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.